Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Self-Care Together podcast, where we'll talk about motivation and self-care goals. So today, I am joined by Jordan Bethany, our nurse fitness coach, and we are going to talk about how much do you value your health? So I know people may think that it's very expensive to watch out for their health, but it's actually not. So Jordan, please let us know what your thoughts are about this topic, and also how are you? It's been a while.
I'm great. Like I was saying before we started, I was trying to multitask. I am not capable. I'm not capable. I just need to stop. Gotta stop trying to do.
Yeah, multitasking doesn't help anyone unless you're a pro multitasker. I can't do it, so you don't have to.
I say weird things that don't make sense. So
don't we all? It's okay.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. You guys might hear some sniffles and coughing on my end. I'm getting over a cold, but I'm okay. How are you?
Let's see. Yeah, I was sick recently, and it's like with all these precautions we've had for the last couple of years, I have not gotten sick at all, which has been great. I know that's not the case for everybody, but I've been lucky that way. And so, yeah, getting sick feels foreign and like, what's going on? What is this?
It's going around. Yeah.
We're talking about how much do you value your health? I feel like in this area, we were talking about this before we jumped on here too, is I can be kind of a brat. I just like to put that out there right away. I can come across, I feel like, kind of a brat, because I'm just like, I'll just point out things and they aren't necessarily, it's like people don't necessarily want to acknowledge these things, because then it shows that a lot of things that are happening in their life are choices. These are choices.
Yes, we all make like 100 choices, but it's like, which ones are the right ones?
Yeah, which ones are the right ones? And I guess it all comes down to, what do you value? Do you value your health? Do you value feeling good? Do you value being healthy? Do you value living a long life and being physically capable of doing everything for most of your life on your own? There's so many things to think about when you think about health. Do you value not having to go to the doctor a lot? And these all sound like non-related things, but they all come down to, are you making choices that will help you get healthy, stay healthy, both mentally and physically? And then it comes back to actually spending the money to accomplish these things, which I can admit, buying healthy food is not cheap. Having a gym membership or a trainer or whatever kind of physical activity makes you feel good, if you have found that, it sometimes can be really expensive. I'm not... gonna say that it is always affordable. It's not. I can hear that. I can definitely empathize with that. But at the same time, if you're going on vacation and you're going out to eat every day, these are choices. You're choosing to do these things. You're valuing these other things that are, for the most part, instant gratification over your health. And that's might be putting it too, making it too simple. You know, there's other factors that go into it, but overall, that's what it is.
Yeah, and to put things into perspective, like for someone like myself, like, or like, you know, people who have a similar kind of lifestyle where they enjoy going out. Like for me, I love hanging out with my friends and going out. And sometimes hanging out with my friends means spending a lot of money. So, and when I say spending a lot of money, that ends up being on food, on drinks, on tickets to events, stuff like that. So if you're somebody who does that maybe multiple times a month, which I don't do that multiple times a month, but if you are someone who does that, imagine skipping one of those days, and that may be like $100 or $120 or $130 can go towards a $20, $40 gym membership and buying food for, like, pre-planning food for the week. Like, imagine saving that money and putting it towards your health priority. Like, putting it into that perspective of, like, just skipping one or two days of going out and putting it towards your health. And then imagine, like, that shift in perspective on what you're valuing. Like, you can still go out, but, like, minimize and then maximize your health goal. Like, I mean, I would love to start shifting that, because I mean, I don't go out as often, but I know that my priorities aren't exactly there. So, I mean, if I can help motivate somebody to, like, shift their priorities like I need to, I hope somebody does, because I need to. I definitely need to get there.
You're self-aware about it, though. It's good that you're able to, like, I'm making these choices, I'm doing this. Ready is progress. That's already, like, I know I need to make changes, I know I need to do this, I know I want to do this. That's already taking what I think the right step, or you're already,
like, self-aware of it, the situation.
Like, having a lot, I'm like, what am I trying to say? There are no words. But if you can already acknowledge that there are changes that need to be made, that's the first step. Because some people aren't even there. And that's okay. Like, everyone gets to these places in their own time. But it's, like, the very first step, I think, is really knowing what's going on and where the changes need to be made. That socializing and going out and doing things with friends and all that, I know that is important to our mental health. It's important to be with people and to connect to our community and to have support and all of that. I think that's very important. But in order to stay healthy, it's like, we have to create a balance. We have to, there has to be a balance to it. It can't be all one way, because then other things suffer, basically, in order to maintain a certain lifestyle that a lot of people may be living at this time that neglects all health-related things.
Oh, yeah. No, that's so right. Sometimes too much of a good thing is a bad thing. So if you do too much things that are, like, that make you happy, what can be very costly. So I know everyone, not everyone hates working out, but there are some people who absolutely love working out, like you. Just kidding. But
I'm a freak. I know I am. Like, I have come to this conclusion, and it's totally okay. I've accepted it. I'm coming up with a random statistic. I'm making up my own statistic right now that I am in the 3% of the world.
Three.
I'm obsessed with exercise, physical activity. This is, like, my main coping skill in life.
Oh, so that's good. It's a healthy coping skill.
Like, I'm, like, the 3%. So anyone that says they hate working out, I'm like, you're normal. Yes, this is fine, because you are the. I'm the weirdo.
Well, I would love to be a weirdo too. Like, I would really love to adopt, like, loving working out. I think for me, it's just, it's so tiring, and I'm already so tired. So it's like, where do I get the energy to work out? So
I feel like, I feel like our culture, it's so acceptable to use, for example, alcohol as a coping skill. Every occasion, every situation, that's a very acceptable thing. And it costs a lot of money. And a lot of
Numbing. Yeah, it numbs them, but I don't know.
And so I just like, I don't know. I like to just bring up, like, think about where your money's going and why it's going in that direction. And is this something you value? And I know that's making it pretty deep. That gets very deep. Like, it's not necessarily something we think about on a daily basis, but... I think when you really get down to it and you think about it that way and go, like, what is it I value? It it helps people like go in a new direction and make different choices, basically.
I love that you said that. Something that I challenge people to do is write down, what do you guys value? Maybe like write 5 top things that you value, and I hope one of them is health, and start focusing on those values. Like, I feel like people aren't like prioritizing their values. They're prioritizing people, events, like other things that maybe work they're valuing. I mean, work is good to value because that's where you get your income, but what benefits you directly? Your health. So hopefully health can be that number one priority. I definitely need to move that like to my number one, because right now I think everyone's situation is different. Right now my situation, I need to focus more on my mental health, but physical health is definitely like up there as well. So that's something that I'm working towards building more time with. So hopefully people have that on their values.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear you're doing that. It's it's important, and I just think that where was I going with it? Well, first I have to do, and then now I don't know what I'm saying. Sorry.
It's okay. Like mental and physical health.
I think about writing it down. I really like that, because I feel like that helps people really organize their thoughts, is writing it down. It really cool aspect. And then I was gonna say that I've started to see with all my clients across the board, mental health needs to come first.
Have
not addressed your mental health. If you're not valuing your mental health, it's gonna be very hard to get physically fit. It's gonna always stand in the way. It's going to constantly come up over and over again that you're stressed, you're depressed, you have anxiety, whatever your personal situation is, it matters, and it's important. And I think a lot of times we're kind of told to suck it up. And I hate to put it that way, but because that's kind of like a harsh way to say it, but I feel like we're told you just have to suck it up because you got to live your life, you got to get going. And I just don't agree. I don't agree with that. It really, it's making a lot of mental health issues worse, because people mean that they don't matter, like it doesn't matter, or like they need to get over it because everyone else is getting through life. But it's affecting everything, and then it's affecting people's physical health because they're not able to focus on being physically healthy because mentally they're going through so many things and basically being told that they need to just suppress this. You need to just like keep it to yourself and ignore it a lot of times. It's not productive overall. And I think that's a whole culture thing though, that we have to value mental health more than we are currently and provide more services, and that goes into a whole nother thing. But a lot of my clients, that is what's happening, is they are having a lot of mental health issues, and it is able
definitely. I really hope that this topic helps you guys with staying motivated and then also adding to your self-care goals. Health really should be everyone's priority. If you don't have your health, I don't know like what else you can do, because your health really is key to keep you moving mentally and physically. So I hope you guys focus on your health today and focus on staying positive and happy. And so Jordan, thank you so much for adding on to this topic. I think it was really important to talk about our health. Do you have anything lasting thoughts you'd like to say?
I just want to say thank you for sharing what you shared. And
thank you.
I really want to point out one more time what you said about writing things down, writing down what you value, and really I think it's really important. So,
oh, definitely. Yeah, you guys, write down your 5 top values. And please add health on there. Mental and physical health should be first. Like, not, you should, it could be first. It doesn't have to be first, but definitely have that on the same bullet. Mental first / physical health, because you can't have your physical health without your mental health. So just write that on one of your bullet points for your top 5. And yeah, please do share them with me. If you like, share it on our Facebook community group. It's called Self Care Together. And I think I'm gonna add mine. Jordan, would you like to add one of your top 5s to that group? Hopefully we can get people adding.
Top 5 things that I value?
Yeah.
Other than mental health, physical health, my other value,
is it too much? 2 5 is too much?
In my top 5, maybe I need to write it down, Nas. I need to go
let's do it. Let's do it, Jordan. Okay, we're gonna do that. We're gonna write our top 5 values and share it on the community group on Facebook. And yeah, I hope you guys will join that group. It's a free group, and we have a lot of members on there, so we'd love to add more and continue adding important topics. I'm adding these podcasts and just sharing anything you guys want that can help others. So yeah, thank you for this podcast today, Jordan, and everybody listening. We look forward to any podcast topic submissions, questions that you guys have, and any resources that you guys want to share. Please let us know on the website, which is called selfcaretogetherpodcast.com, and the community group is called Self Care Together. So we look forward to that, and as always, take care.